Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Fountain radio show, and we have a marvelous guest today. We have Jampi, all the way from Brazil, is going to talk to us about alternative and complementary therapies, and he has made such a study of them because of his ill health that he's going to be with us today to speak about them. Well, anyway, it's great to be back. I was on holiday last week, and we're going to connect with Gary over in the United States. Are you there, Gary Moore?
I am here, yes. Hello, Jen Christie. Welcome back, and welcome everyone to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Yes, it is an exciting show. We're going to have Jampi back on with us to talk about his modalities of healing and so forth. And really quickly, I think before we get started, I would also like to send out healing for our own Phil Haxton,
yes,
whom got in that car accident about a week or so ago.
Accident.
Yeah. He is still in hospital and recovering, I guess. So sending out the healing energy, everyone, to our brother Phil. Wish him a speedy recovery.
On the gold ring is known as Aviator. Phil.
Right. Aviator 8A, Phil. I think. Yeah.
And he's a great guy, and I believe he had a motorbike accident. But as I said, we're holding him in a vision of wellness and hoping he's better soon. In fact, we're going to manifest that he's better soon. Okay.
Wow. Well, it's great to be back. I was in France last week.
So how was your holiday?
It was brilliant, thanks. I was in a place called Rochechouart, and it was hit by a meteorite thousands of years ago. And so there's an absolutely beautiful little hotel cafe called La Meteorite. Sounds a bit Wigan, La Meteorite. But anyway, it was an absolutely great place, a nice place to stay in, a lovely little village.
Wonderful. Mm. Yeah, I love things that have been struck by meteorites.
You
things
do?
Things falling out of the sky, yes.
Oh, I believe there's I didn't see it, but there is a little place where you can go and see it. And the place has its own chateau as well. It's really good, really lovely place, and certainly worth a visit if you ever get over there, Gary, over to France.
Uh-huh.
To La Limousin, I think it was.
Okay.
We did quite a few little places around there, so I ended up in quite a few different areas as well, so I probably got a bit confused with them all. Anyway,
put that on your to-do list, everyone, your must-visit, your bucket list to visit that place that Jen Christie is talking about.
Rochechouart, it's called. It's not far from Limoges. And I believe our Jane, resident angel lady Jane Dawson, is going there next week on the 18th, over to Limoges.
Ah,
The workshop's over there. So if you're listening in from France, as if I know a few people do, get over to Limoges to Jane's workshops because they're brilliant. Anyway, before we actually bring Jumpy on, Gary, I'm going to play a song that was produced by his dad. His dad's a record producer.
Okay. And everyone get your candles ready.
Produced by Mark Ferrero. jumpy start. Are you there, Jumpy?
Yes.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm fine.
Little flourish at the end there. And that was produced by your father, was it?
Yes.
Oh, it sounded a little bit French, but you're from Brazil, aren't you, Jumpy?
Yes, I'm from São Paulo.
From São Paulo?
São Paulo.
From Paulo, sorry.
Yeah.
São Paulo.
Yes,
welcome back, Jumpy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am perfect, thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Well, he's saying he's fine. He's just been speaking to his doctor, haven't you, Jumpy?
Yes.
And so the doctor says you're okay?
Yes, he prescribed me some new medicines, but he thinks I'm okay.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Wonderful.
Now, you were saying that you've been using alternative therapies along with orthodox medicine, but in fact, alternative therapies when used with orthodox medicine then become complementary therapies, don't they, technically?
Yes.
So you were telling me that you did use, maybe we better not mention which one it was, but you did use an alternative therapy instead of orthodox medicine, and you nearly died, is that right?
Yeah, that's true, back in 2003.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be really careful, don't you?
Yes.
There are a lot of brilliant alternative therapies is about which you've been studying, and you're going to tell us about a few today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we'll let you launch into that. Looking forward to hearing about it.
Okay, well, my experience with alternative therapies began in 2003. I found out I was HIV positive.
Yeah.
And then I tried to treat it with homeopathy, and then I nearly died. But in 2005, I was with severe bleeding in my anus. And then I found an email in my junk box talking to medicine is not a medicine, but it's treatment. But I could afford the price. It was costing at the moment $40 a vial, and I needed 7 vials. Then the guy sent me to regular mail, but it couldn't pass through customs. Then he sent me again to a friend who was in Paris. And in the meanwhile, somewhat appeared in my anus. And then the guy sent it to the friends in Paris, and I tried the product, and the what disappeared in 5 days. The guys from this product said they wanted to come to Brazil because one of the guys said he was treating HIV exclusively using this product, liquid manna. And so they came to Brazil, a guy named Elliot Borges, the web designer who was named West Rupp, and an American doctor called Carla Bozajewski. And then they came to Brazil in March 2006. And I tried to introduce this product, their product, the liquid manna, but it was impossible as it had no formula. And it was written on the vials, not meant to cure any disease. But Dr. Carla, the doctor who came with the, together with them, had a fantastic work in quantum medicine and electric medicine. She used some device from Sauter Instruments, that were amazing. One of the devices was called the Beer Turner. Then she used also the Colloidal Silver Maker. Let me just check what else. The Magnetic Pulsar and the Silver Pulsar.
The Silver Pulsar?
Yeah.
Is that like the silver liquid that people are drinking and the gold liquid?
No. It's a device that produces colloidal silver. And it also has some things you attach to your hands. And it gives electric, very light electric shocks and helps to clean the blood.
All right, that's the one. Okay. It's quite diagnostic as well, isn't it? It tells you when you're under too much stress.
Yes.
And things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you were telling me about some gold that your friend sends you.
Yeah, it was this doctor, Carla Bozajewski.
Yeah.
She produces a gold called the monoatomic gold.
Monoatomic gold, yes. We have we have a gold ring member that also produces that and markets that too. And it is amazing stuff. I have taken that, and it's quite amazing. It really is.
Yes, it is. The only problem with it is that it's very hard to pass through customs when you buy it. She tried to send me several times, and it's impossible to pass through customs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did not know that. Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Stephen Flowing now who's in the business. He has that business, and he sent me a vial of it, and it lasts quite a while.
Yeah, it does.
I believe it's quite expensive as well.
Right. I was about to ask you if that was the manna you were talking about, the monoatomic gold stuff. So that answered my question. And I had no idea it was so difficult to get through customs, though.
Yeah, because it has no label. And due to security reasons, especially in the United States, you cannot take it in your hand luggage because it's a powder. And customs here in Brazil, they don't let it pass.
Right.
Okay.
But you found that really helps when you actually can get hold of some.
A lot. It's really amazing. You can put it directly in your tongue, or you can mix it with water, like a coffee spoon in 1 liter of water. And when it's nearly, it's in the end, like you drank 9 tenths of the water, you can add water again, and you can do it 9 times. So it lasts a lot, a 1 vial. And she sent me for free. Although it's very expensive, she used to send me for free.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's a doctor, you said?
She's a doctor. She has a wonderful site.
Mm.
And she also works with electric medicine.
Electric, was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She uses a Canadian brand of instruments. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called the SOTA instruments.
What was that again, Jumpy? The what instrument?
SOTA.
Yeah.
Can I post the link on the chat room?
Yes, you can, and then we can read it.
Yes,
out.
Please.
And also, you sent me a link to non-toxic liquid that cures cancer. So I listened to about 10 minutes of the jargon that they had on there. And then when I actually clicked the link to see everything written down, it just about trashed my computer. So,
really?
Honestly, yeah. So what did they call that non-toxic liquid? Could you tell me, please? Because I really wanted to know what they called it. And I hadn't got to that bit before it started acting up the computer.
Yes. Actually, I didn't try this. I just received the message.
All right.
But I didn't try this.
No, well, be careful when you click on the link.
Okay.
I had to turn my computer off quickly because it just froze. But
okay.
Anyway, yeah, I would like to know what that was, because there's quite a few cancer cures going about now, aren't there? You know, quite a few different things that's coming up now that they're discovering all the time. And I think you've got to what feels right for you, don't you?
Yes.
And keep a positive mindset.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, one of the most important thing is that our bodies heal themselves, and we should remind ourselves of that all the time.
Yeah, that's...
Using positive mantras really helps as well. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better is one you can use.
Yes.
Yeah, so what else, Jumpy? Can you think of anything else that you...
Well, yes, yes. This episode with Dr. Carla happened in 2006. 1 year later, a friend of Westy Wolf, who was the web designer of the Liquid Mana site, called me, and she was working with another amazing stuff that was called the Quantum Biofeedback.
What was it again?
Quantum biofeedback.
Biofeedback. Yeah.
And I gave her the girl called me from New York,
mm-hmm.
and I gave her some advice about astrology. That's another thing I love to study. And she enjoyed so much that she gave me 10 sessions of remote quantum biofeedback.
Wow.
And because my medicines I take for HIV, I had severe sleeping disorders, and I had to take sleeping pills. And she didn't know anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in one session from New York, she found out that I had sleeping disorders, that my father had died, and she gave me a 1 hour session of quantum biofeedback, and I could sleep for 15 hours with no pills. And then I had two more sessions with her, and I gave the other sessions to my godfather, who was dying of cancer. And she could remotely from New York diagnose my godfather as slightly autistic, and she gave him a treatment from New York, and for the very first time in his life, he cried.
Oh.
And this was amazing too. And I'm trying to convince doctors here in Brazil to try the quantum biofeedback, but with no success. And the device, which is a computer and plus training, costs $25,000.
Yeah, it's expensive,
wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
Oh, dear.
I'm posting the link off.
Yeah, post the link, because I'm sure people would like to have a look at that.
Yeah, then you...
The bio-quantum feedback. And that is a machine, isn't it?
It's a machine. It's a computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really amazing. And in the United States, they can only use it for stress relief. But in Canada, in Germany, and in Germany and in Europe, they can use to diagnose and treat lots of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
But in the United States, due to FDA regulations, they don't let you use it for any other purpose but stress relief.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, the big pharmaceutical companies have it all sewn up now. In fact, they don't want us to get well.
Yeah, that's true. They want expensive treatments and not cures.
That's right. They want to keep us on the tablets, don't they, so that they're making their living and more.
Yes, yes. And I had another amazing experience in 2009 with a product called the... let me just check the name right. The Miracle Mineral.
Miracle Mineral. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a tongue twister.
Miracle Mineral.
Miracle yes. Mineral. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, I posted the link of it in the, on the...
Yeah, if you put that in the chat room as well. The one that's just gone in there was www.quantum-biofeedback.net.
Yeah, that's the...
If anybody wants to check that out. And this is one you put
there are,
in...
There are some alternative healing substances out there. And those are to name a few. But yeah, if you want to get a hold of some really good amount of atomic gold, I suggest this to everyone who is in the gold ring. And whether or not they live in the country, I don't know if there's any restriction. But leave Stephen flowing now a message in the gold ring. And he has some superb product as well. And also, you know, the things like MMS, you know, the multi-mineral supplement that
yes.
is out with Jim Humble, the creator of that. I actually interviewed Jim Humble a couple of years ago. And that's also, these are also great alternative healing substances as well to enhance healing. And it's all about healing. You know, the today's medicine, as we were talking about, the Western medicine model, it's not about healing, you know. They want to treat the symptom rather than, you know, come to a...
The cause,
the
underlying
cause.
Cure
for the, right, exactly.
Mm.
So...
Yeah, and also, I mean, it's only about 200 years old, and so that's why a lot of people put great store by the Eastern therapies, because they've been around for some 2,000 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
there's also... Another amazing stuff.
Sorry,
go on. Yeah, when Carla came to Brazil with the people from the Liquid Mana, she brought one thing called the Detoxipads, which is based on Chinese medicine, and it's like a bag of tea that you put on your feet when going to bed. And it absorbs all the toxins of your body during the night.
Wow.
And this is the link. But there's a cheaper brand on the market. This is the original one. But there's a cheaper brand on the market called Kinoki Pads.
Yeah.
Can you see the link?
No, I can't see that link yet. Can I see Miracle Mineral?
I've got it. He actually posted it to my private chat.
Oh,
what
right,
I'm going to do.
Right, you've got it.
What I've been doing is putting everything in the chat room. So
thanks.
All the links, and there's the other one.
Yeah, detox through your feet.
Yeah.
Good.
Right, so we have SOTA.com, quantum-biofeedback.net, miraclemineral.org, and detoxy-pad.com for all the archive listeners.
Yes. Right, so you can check those out at your leisure.
And the Miracle Mineral is another amazing thing that I used because in the beginning of my treatment of HIV, I had holidays of treatment. I interrupted my treatment every now and then. And once, when I was in the holiday period, I used this Miracle Mineral, and my CD4 and viral load countings remained very high. But then I could not use it more because here in Brazil, it costs 10 times more than the United States. In the United States, I think it's $20 per vial of the Miracle Mineral. And here, $120.
Wow, that's daylight robbery, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is that hard to get through customs?
No. When I got this, it came with some friends who were in the United States and were coming to Brazil. I didn't try to pass through customs. But it's available here in Brazil, but at a very high price.
Mm. That's such a shame, isn't it, that they're charging so much money for it?
Yes.
So, which do you think has been the best for you, Jumpy? I mean, it might not be the best for someone else, but which has been the best for you?
The best for me was a combination of the Tota instruments and the quantum biofeedback.
Right.
And I also want to try in the near future some products from a doctor, an American doctor who works in Mexico, again, because of the FDA restrictions. Her name is Hulda Clark, and she has a very great work that treats cancer and AIDS only with the Zapper, which is an electric device specially programmed for each disease, plus supplements.
And what does that do, Jumpy?
Sorry?
What does the device do?
The device is more or less like the Sota instruments. It's specially programmed for each disease.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you little electric shocks, and you can change the driver for each disease. You can program the driver yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing too. I'm posting the site, the link for her site. You can write her an email, and she sends you a DVD explaining how her treatment works.
Right, that sounds brilliant. And her name is HuldaClark.com, and it's HuldaClark, HuldaClark.com, if anybody wants to check out Hulda Clark. Well, all these things you've been talking about sound really good. So I hope they help someone else out there, because you've had good things to say about them. And you've tried thousands of different things, haven't you, Jumpy, over the years?
I did. And when Carla came to Brazil together with the guys from Liquid Mana, a guy with a severe skin cancer due to HIV infection, came, and we hosted a press conference in a hotel here in São Paulo.
Yeah,
and he was allergic to the regular HIV medicines, and Dr. Carla, using her gold powders and Sota instruments and the Liquid Mana, put the cancer in remission in 3 days. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, you can do a lot just by changing your diet, can't you? So all these supplements that you're talking about are specially designed, or they found that they really work on symptoms such as you've been describing. And so if you can change a lot by just changing your diet, you know, it's great that you can find extra things as well. And vitamins are brilliant as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But especially the natural ones, because lots of industrialized vitamins are not well absorbed by our bodies.
Right.
Mm.
Like vitamin C, the best type is rose hips.
Rose hips, yeah.
Right.
Mm. Well, really, any fruit with a lot of vitamin C is good, isn't it? Such as oranges and tangerines and things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, we do have a video that we would like to watch, and it's a new German, it's called the New Medicine, German New Medicine, How You Control Your Own Healing. So we're going to play the soundtrack for that in a moment, as soon as everybody gets the player up. So if you'd like to just click on the link, do you want to explain about that, Gary? Will I get over to the switchboard and count you down?
Oh, of course, yes. And go ahead and pull up the player, everyone, and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you have done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know that you're ready. And I'll go ahead and send my heart up. The heart will be your ticket. And then John Christie, in her inimitable fashion, which was missed terribly last week, will count us down.
Well, I'd like to thank Jivanda for standing in last week. She did a brilliant job,
thank
I believe.
Thank you, Jivanda.
Yeah, thanks, Jivanda. And here we go then. I'm going to count you down. So we'll count 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
And anyway, so we've been incorporating this for the last 18 months, this German New Medicine concept, into our clinic where we treat probably 80% of our patients are cancer patients. And absolutely, just tremendously impressed, in particular with the precision with which we can zero in on etiology or cause of the cancers, and not just cancer, as Homer discovered, these principles apply to all disease. This is really interesting now. Think about this concept of different octaves of self-devaluation. Mm-hmm. Think of, for example, going away from injuries, think of osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Think of a woman who goes through the change, you know, the menopause and the estrogen levels decreasing. Estrogen gives us our curviness and the feminine qualities. Think of how a woman feels about herself at that time. You can devalue yourself in a very subtle octave all over, but it goes to your bone, but it's like little microscopic ulcerations. But it doesn't always have to be a universal distribution. It can be, it's incredible, it can be very specific parts of the body due to each body mapping out to particular emotions. But anyway, osteoporosis can be attributed to this. But also, of course, you're right. Actually, there was a fellow at a cancer talk with one of our mutual friends, Dr. Lee Cowden, whose history was quite interesting, that he had had a true osteosarcoma. And he was an athlete, and he had, I believe, I'm not sure if he had, he might have had to get an amputation, or he had a major dysfunctional leg after that for life. And I pointed out during the talk, I said, gosh, you know, this is the kind of thing that could do that is to really, really be angry about that injury and to really devalue yourself and devalue that part of your body because it's blocking you from fulfilling your potential. And, of course, he has that for life. So, absolutely, it could affect someone for their whole life. You know, oftentimes we say in energy psychology, we're sick today because we haven't finished something yesterday. And that yesterday could be yesterday, or it could be 50 years. It could be at our time of birth. It could be at our time in utero. It could be even ancestral.
That's fascinating, and because from my understanding of anatomy and physiology, an injury, the normal repair processes should heal most of that within 6 to 8 weeks if there's broken bone or connective tissue, and if it's not, then there's probably some underlying emotional challenge that prevented that healing process to completion.
Yes, that's a good point. I'll just tell a little story. So we've got this fellow with a bunch of cancer, and we're helping him out, and of course it can be quite trying for the loved ones to support, and actually it's tough because you're bridging alternative medicine and sometimes you need to go to someone that does traditional medicine and it can drive you crazy. Dr. Homer says it's like taking a hot shower and cold shower. Anyway, so this fellow's wife was really stressed out, and she, but we kind of made a breakthrough. We made a breakthrough. Everything was much better. She had tremendous relief. And she comes in with her husband the other day, and she says, my right shoulder is just killing me. It really hurts. What's going on here? I can barely lift it. And I said, oh, okay. So I think of that two-phase chart, and I say, well, inflammation and swelling and heat, and that's going to be in the repair phase, so she must have repaired something. And I know the history of all the stress she's been under. I said, well, let me tell you about that right shoulder. You know, for a right-handed, you're a right-handed woman, that is, on that side of your body, that is the side of dominance that you embrace, that you would embrace your husband. And you were so worried that you're losing him, that you're losing your embrace on him, that you felt, you know, this is the operative phrase for her in the subconscious, is that I devalue myself in my ability to embrace my husband, to hold him. I don't know if I'm doing a good job. I don't think I am. So the brain began to do a micro ulceration of shoulder components, whether it's ligaments, joint space, etc. But when she feels the relief, that is when it goes into healing and it swells. But you can upgrade that healing just by simply saying, hey, can you see that? Can you see how there's that connection? And when she did, I mean, I just spent 5 minutes on it, and she was already 60-70% better, just showing her that this wasn't a disease she was suffering from.
Well, that's fascinating, because in the conventional model, she would have wound up with anti-inflammatories or arthroscopy.
That's right, and you think of these folks that do the polo therapy. You know, they're taking advantage of this physiological principle that the body tends to repair things with inflammation, and so they put these proliferants in there to reduce that. But you can also, you can hold hands with the brain, and with an understanding of physiology, you can drive that reaction. So I had a gal come in with breast cancer a few weeks ago, and I was telling her about all these things, and somehow we got talking about her left wrist, that she had fractured her left wrist 5 years ago. And she held it out in front of her, and she could hardly move the thing. She says, look at that, I can hardly move it. And I said, you know, I'm not one who really believes in accidents. I believe, like Carl Jung, in synchronicity. And I think synchronicity is much more prevalent than we could even imagine. And so knowing the conflict for the wrist part of the body, the wrist conflict, whether you have arthritis of the wrist or whether you fell and broke your wrist, that would have been a synchronicity in my mind. This has to do with mediating a conflict between two parties, that this individual was undergoing a stress in mediating between two parties. So I said, hey, can you remember during that time when you fell and broke that thing? Who were you? There must have been two sides, and you were playing referee. And I'll tell you what, these findings of Homer and some of these other folks that are doing this, they go far, far and away beyond some of the Louise Hayes things. They're just so right on, I mean, hit it right on the nail on the head. So I just talked to her about that for a few minutes. And immediately she begins to, as she's expressing what she went through, she grabs her wrist. Oh, my gosh, what's going on here? It's really hurting. What's happening? And I said, no, that's okay. It's almost as if I just injected a proliferant in there. The body is going through a repair phase now. And I said, you know, after 5-10 minutes, I said, why don't you see if it'll move, you know? And she said, no. I said, okay, well, let's give it a little time. As Andrew Taylor Still said, the founder of osteopathy, he said, find it and fix it and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. So we left it alone. She comes back the next day for a follow-up with another doctor, and by golly, she can move that same full range of motion. It had been locked up for 5 years. But I told her, and it was just a two-minute intervention, and I said, can you see how you can be stuck in healing if you don't understand? They say, one of Dr. Homer's students says, or at least this is a quote, we're only as sick as our secrets. And so that might be a secret we need to share with somebody, or it could be just a secret that we don't know how our body works.
Hello, this is Dr. Mercola, and I sure hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did, but I want you to know it's only a small segment of the complete 2 to 3 hour full interview I did. And those interviews are available to members of my inner circle. And every month, members of my inner circle will receive a complete 2 to 3 hour interview of one of the top health experts in the world who is willing to share their secrets they've learned over a lifetime to help you and your family take control of your health. In addition to that, inner circle members also receive a 2-hour DVD full of health information that you can use as an alternative to watching commercial TV, and a 24-page printed newsletter that's mailed directly to your home every month. And as a free bonus, Inner Circle members also receive a copy of my book, Take Control of Your Health, and a variety of other benefits. And it is one of the best values I've ever put together. It's a complete no-brainer. I encourage you to join. There's absolutely no risk at all, because they're...
Right now, it's time to light our candles, because fire is a very powerful tool, which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world. I've already lit my Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere and creates positivity. And would also like to invite the assistance of the angelic realm. When we connect with the angelic realm, we are connecting with all that is. When we connect with the angelic realm, we are the angelic realm. When we connect with all that is, we are all that is. When we connect with the cosmic Christ, we are the cosmic Christ. When we connect with the Buddha, we are the Buddha. When we connect with Krishna, we are Krishna. When we connect with Allah, we are Allah. When we connect with the Creator, we are the Creator. We are all that is. And this is a brilliant way to reduce stress. And before Jampi does the meditation, we would like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. mitakoye oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest today is Jumpy. You there, Jumpy?
Hello.
Jumpy is going to do the meditation. Thank you.
We can hear you, Jumpy. Go ahead.
My connection is not very good now.
We hear you just fine.
Yes. So, let's take a deep breath. Breath into the stomach. Imagine a golden light coming into our heads. Lighting out of our bodies. Cleaning our bodies. And let's put your feet together on the earth. Imagine we are like a wire from the galactic core to the center of the earth. And we are involved in a golden light. And we are in each breath cleaning our lungs and our bodies. That we're feeling deeply connected with the source and the center of the earth. That cleans our body. And with each breath, we're feeling better and better and better. Let's imagine that golden healing light all over our body, our organs, our head, our arms, our legs, our feet. Let's be grateful for this moment. And with each breath, we feel better and better. And we're standing healing energy to everybody who needs it.
like a father. A brother. Lover, too. Got old. Shouldn't have. I wish you bluebirds in the spring who give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in the leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My loving heart and I agree, now is the time to let you be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Now is the time to let you be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love.
I don't think I've heard that version before. It was lovely. Thank you for that, Jumpy. Are you still there?
Yes.
Thank you for the lovely meditation. Thank you for the angelic realm being with us. I hope they're going to be in archives for people listening. And I'm really sorry about this poor sound quality on the video. It just faded out for some reason. It's one of those nights tonight, as usual. Anyway, I've just been checking out hydrogen peroxide. And if you're full of a bad cold, you put about 3 drops in your ear, tilt your head over to one side and leave it there as long as you can, and then put a little bit in the other ear and tip it over to the side and leave it as long as you can, and that gets rid of your cold. Sounds good, eh?
Yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Just neat hydrogen peroxide, just 3 drops or so.
Yeah, and again, it steps toward achieving a cure rather than treating a symptom.
That's right. And right. I've just had a message from someone that they can't get into the show, that when they click on the link, it's a blank page. So I better just check that out. I don't know why. No, not. It's not mine. It must be. It's Dennis trying to get into the show. I'll just tell him mine works. Anyway, we do have some more lovely songs, and one of them I'd like to play is called It's Getting Better, and it's got a very positive affirmation in it, this one.
I love it.
Mama Cass. Cass Elliott. Well, it's whizzing round but not playing yet. Maybe if you hit it from your end, Gary, it might just do the trick.
I'll try it.
Thank
you. Stand by.
Could have a long introduction. Not 40 seconds, though, I don't think. As I said, it's one of those nights when nothing goes right, but everybody gets them, don't they? At work. Shall we try a different one?
Yes, why not?
Pardon?
Yes, why not?
Why not? Okay. We'll try a different song. And if this wasn't, if this one's not going to work, I don't know why. It's not at the minute. Are you still there, Jumpy?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Well, have you anything else you want to tell us about?
I do believe there's something gone wrong with Blog Talk Radio, with the switchboard.
Well, I think there must be something wrong with it, because nothing will play, will it?
I tried to refresh the switchboard and it went away. And what I'm getting now is a no data received. And as I reload the page, I keep getting that. And then when I go back to Blog Talk Radio and click for the studio again, it has nothing. So apparently Bong Talk Radio is at it again and having its share of issues. So we may just end up talking the rest of the show.
Or sing our stuff.
Unless you
up.
Can do a live performance for us, John.
Yeah. There you go. Next we have Beck, and he's our brilliant harpist all the way from the United Kingdom. So,
wonderful. It's always wonderful to have him with us.
I know, and he has such wonderful things to say as well, doesn't he?
Yes.
And according to this, the song that I've pressed now is 1 minute 30 seconds into play, but there's no sound coming from there, so unless people can hear it, and there's only we can't.
Yeah, unless there's something gone wrong with Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, it's an issue apparently with them.
What a shame.
Because I'm not getting a switchboard at all.
Oh,
what,
you're not? Right.
It's completely gone, so.
Oh, dear. Well, I can't believe.
I'm surprised we're still streaming. Well, but apparently we are.
We might not be. Can anybody
else? We're streaming through the switchboard, so, and we can hear one another. So I believe we are streaming, and the others can hear us as well. That's what I'm getting.
Seen in the chat room that BTR
is... The switchboard is blinked out, ladies and gentlemen. It's gone.
BTR is giving general errors on every page of them. But there are people in the chat room that can still hear us, so have you got anything you want to chat about, Gary?
Well, I'm doing another show tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
With Zayani, another one of the Gold Ring. And I'm going to have an interview with a man named Dr. Roland Phillips, who also talks about healing, and is going to be offering up his modalities on healing.
Yeah.
And that will be at blogtalkradio.com/global operation detox. That's the name of Zayani's channel. And she asked me to host that show for tomorrow night. So those of you favor the show, and you can listen as well. It'll be on fairly late on the East Coast and in the UK, but you can also check out the archive as well.
Well, that sounds great, Gary. So all of Gary's fans get over there and listen to that show, because it's a show as usual. And I got my list of songs up, and I've just pressed play on another one, but I don't think it's going to play. So it's just such a shame. Never mind. Have we got any other alternative therapies that we want to mention? I'm actually an aromatherapist, and I believe that if you have cancer in remission, that you shouldn't actually use it, because although it's still very relaxing because of the increased blood supply that travels about your body, it could actually make it metastatic or, you know, spread even further. And so, you know, unless if it's not in remission, I don't think it hurts to use it. But if it is, don't use aromatherapy while you're in remission from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So I thought I'd just mention that point there.
I did not know that one.
No.
No.
Okay. So are you still there, Jumpy?
Yes.
So can you think of any other ones that you've used that were pretty good?
Other therapies?
Mm-hmm.
I use BrainThink CDs to release anxiety, to sleep better.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Have you got an aeroplane going over at your place?
Oh, sorry?
I just heard an aeroplane going over somewhere.
Yes, very close to my house.
You're in a flight path, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, never mind. So what else have you tried? Anything else?
No.
Well, I think you've given us about 10 there that you've been testing out.
Yes.
And, I'm just going to press play on this song and see if it will actually do anything. I don't know why there's problems with all the pages. It just seems a bit of a shame.
We may have it back. Hey.
Okay.
Thank you.
I believe that the whole of VTR is down, so if you can't get into your show, Dennis, I'm so sorry about that. And the listeners out there, if you can't get to anyone's show, it's beyond our control. Sorry about that.
Yeah, at least we're fortunate enough to be able to play this file. I guess a lot of show hosts are having a lot of difficulty signing on to Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Dennis,
it sounds like a major server issue.
It does, yeah. Dennis can't even get into his show to do it. So if you're looking for Critical Pilot, he's really struggling at the moment.
So for those of you who can get into the show later, we'll see you at Dennis's show. And thank you all so much for staying with us.
Yes,
and we'll see you next week with our dear friend Dex. He'll be back on with us with his beautiful harp music.
Thank you for being with us. Goodbye and God bless.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
Chrissy.
Thank you,
Jumpy.
Thank you, Jumpy.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Much love to all of you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Bye.